God's laws of nature. Let's look at scripture for the laws of nature. Job 38:33. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Jeremiah 33:25. If I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. The ordinances of heaven and earth are the laws of nature, better known as governing principles. Romans 1:20. His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, i.e. gravity, molecular attraction, physics, electricity, economics, social behavior, etc., all invisible except for the outcomes ordained by God. The outcomes are the missing link in discussing the laws of nature. They are for everyone, like the sun and the rain, and are provable by research and observation. There is no ideological or political debate in godly civics. Only the scientific method, backed by truthful data. Our founders did a fantastic job in representing God and His design, but they were the first to cave as well. Wallbuilders.com applauds the greatness of our founders, but it ignores their collapse, the fruit of which we live in today. God's 1776 creation came a few thousand votes from being conquered in 2024. It was that close. This is our moment as pulpit leaders to stand against the wiles of the devil with purpose. Godly civics has produced a comprehensive set of governing principles. WEPEG 1787. We the People's Principles of Effective Governing, designed to be scored 0 to 10 by every candidate on how they align with the only positions that work for the most citizens, God's positions for everyone. WEPEG 1787 is a WMD that levels the playing field for first-time candidates and renders massive amounts of dark money vestigial, and everyone can get it quickly. The body of Christ is now, for the first time, equipped to redeem God's 1776 creation back to governance by His laws of nature, proven governing principles that determine all outcomes. Now, read the article that applies to believers and non-believers alike. Our founders' hatred of political factions. Our founders expressed consistent, forceful, and almost universal hostility toward political factions, what we now call political parties. This hostility arose from a rich intellectual heritage, a close reading of ancient republics, Enlightenment philosophy, and a sober assessment of human nature. Despite designing a constitutional system intended to restrain factionalism, our founders paradoxically witnessed the birth of political parties almost immediately. The fact is, political parties have the First Amendment right to assemble and the right to petition our government for grievances. That is all the rights they have. In fact, their official designation is a club allowed to endorse candidates on the ballot. But by being elected, they bring their party platform with them as if it transcends our CODUS with a majority vote. That is dead wrong. This message explores our founders' understanding of factions, their fears regarding the destructive capabilities of partisan division, the constitutional tools they erected to contain it, and the long-term implications of their warnings for American political life. Though parties proved unavoidable, their critiques remain intensely relevant to the challenges of modern politics. Our mission: removing political faction power. Of the many tensions embedded in the formative years of the American Republic, few are as striking or as prophetic as our founders' hatred of political factions. Their disdain was broad, deep, and persistent. To them, factions were a moral plague, a structural danger, and a perpetual threat to Republican liberty. They believed that men bound by passion, ambition, or narrow interest would jeopardize the stability of the new nation and ultimately fracture it. Yet even as these leaders denounced factions, they found themselves organizing, participating in, and sometimes leading the very political parties they despised. Understanding our founders' hostility to factions illuminates the fragility of Republican government and the difficulty of balancing human liberty with collective governance. The framers were neither naive dreamers nor cynical pessimists. They were realists, attempting to construct a stable political order in a world where the forces of division seemed historically irresistible. Their opposition to factionalism reveals their philosophical depth, historical awareness, and collective effort to shape a nation capable of withstanding the tumult of political passions. This paper investigates the historical, philosophical, and constitutional roots of our founders' anti-faction stance. It demonstrates why they feared factions, how they attempted to prevent or mitigate them, why they ultimately failed, and why their warnings remain prescient.